We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, November 20th. Presidential recount completed in Georgia.
The Wichita City Council votes to opt into the Sedgwick County Health Order. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We've only had 1,500ths of an inch of rain for the month of November, but we finally get to make up some of the deficit this weekend. Our full forecast and what to expect is on the way.
The Wichita City Council voting yesterday to opt into the Sedgwick County Health Order.
It means that business owners could face fines for not following the health orders. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says he doesn't expect it to be a strain on city resources. Mayor Brandon Whipple says we need to take control of COVID now.
You have uncontrolled community spread and the numbers shooting up. One of the problems is instead of going to date night, we're keeping the kids away from grandma and we're ordering in.
Area GOP leaders plan to release a petition opposed to any possible shutdowns. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Georgia has completed its recount of the presidential race, and Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Atlanta.
The hand recount, according to Georgia election officials, is over. They counted by hand almost 5 million presidential ballots. Election officials say Joe Biden with a lead of more than 12,000 votes. But keep in mind, since it is within 0.5 percentage points, the Trump campaign can ask for a machine recount.
Joe Biden's lead shrunk by more than 1,000 votes after unreported votes were discovered in the process. The Kansas Eviction Prevention Program, still up and active. It serves both tenants and landlords who have fallen behind on rent because of the pandemic.
I know there are Kansans experiencing pandemic-related financial stress. My administration is committed to ensuring all Kansans stay in their homes and stay safe and healthy. Every person who qualifies can receive up to $5,000 in rent assistance. But here's the important part. Tenants and landlords must apply together at kshousingcorp.org. Approved applicants will receive a maximum of 9 months of assistance, not to exceed $5,000 per household. Eligible families should apply as soon as possible.
That's Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, and she's asking for residents to take advantage of the offer. The CDC urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. It appears many folks are getting the message.
Travelers are calling off holiday trips as COVID cases skyrocket. And airline industry executives say they're not surprised because they saw the same thing when cases surged after Memorial Day gatherings. Yesterday, United Airlines became the latest carrier to report that bookings slowed while cancellations rose over the past week. Meantime, if you are planning to travel over the holidays or near future, keep in mind at least six states and Washington, D.C. require proof of a negative COVID test. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A commission established by Kansas Governor Kelly to examine policing and other racial justice issues plans to recommend for Kansas law enforcement agencies to no longer use unmarked police cars during traffic enforcement. It does contain an exemption for when police believe that unmarked vehicles are needed to avoid endangering officers or public safety. The recommendation has faced opposition from Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, who said that some of Wichita's most frequent complaints are traffic related. That recommendation has been among the last that the commission approved to appear in a report that it's going to present to the governor by the 1st of December. More details surfacing about the settlement that former Wichita State men's basketball coach Greg Marshall received for resigning as the WSU basketball coach. It's a 16-page separation agreement involving Marshall's departure. Some of the highlights show that out of the nearly $7.75 million that Marshall will receive from the university during the next 6 years, those payments will be paid out every 2 weeks in installments of little more than $48,000 per pay for 156 equal payments. Those payments will start kicking in next month. The remaining $250,000 will be paid to Coach Marshall in a lump sum. Vaccine progress. What's the latest for the coronavirus on the vaccine front? And a man in Chicago finds a way to deal with all the stress that we're dealing with these days. He's doing it in an unusual way. Those details are on the way. KNSS News Time coming up on 8:05. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. News of coronavirus vaccine progress is being accompanied by a run on dry ice.
If you're in the ultra-cold storage or dry ice business, you may have noticed the phone ringing a lot more lately. That's because the COVID-19 vaccine being developed by Pfizer will require storage of minus 112 degrees. USA Today reports that following the news of Pfizer's vaccine being 95% effective, orders for dry ice are spiking, along with medical-grade cold storage freezers. There are four vaccines currently in phase three of clinical trials, and Pfizer says the farthest along and requires the coldest temperatures. Not all of the potential vaccines require ultra-cold storage. Moderna's is stable at refrigerator temperature for 30 days. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man in Chicago, well, he has found an unusual way to relieve the stress of the pandemic. No matter how cold or windy it may be, he jumps into Lake Michigan every day. Dane Placco with Fox affiliate WFLD has the story.
53-year-old Dan O'Connor rides his bike from Lincoln Square to Montrose Harbor to reenact a daily ritual that he says is keeping him sane.
So how many days in a row?
Today is 160.
O'Connor strips off his clothes, then steps to the edge of the water facing Chicago's dazzling skyline.
A little bit of peace, a little bit of serenity, there's a little bit of zen.
Truth be told, O'Connor admits his first jump in the lake was to relieve a hangover, but it felt so refreshing he's been back day after day after day. O'Connor says it's been the stress reliever he's needed to survive 2020's unrelenting pandemic, economy, and politics.
And O'Connor says he's going to try to keep making his jumps into the lake every day, at least through Thanksgiving, and maybe even into next month. December as well.
Yeah.
That is a frigid body of water. Let me tell
yes.
you that.
Yeah.
It's big and it's cold. It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
A potential traffic hazard out there. We've got a stalled out vehicle southbound I-135, and it's at the 8th and 9th Street exits. Watch for a potential slowdown there. Again, southbound I-135, 8th and 9th Street exits. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast as we head into this November weekend. Let's find out the details from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a cold front slides across south-central Kansas, that will bring us some patchy areas of fog early on. Then partly cloudy and breezy today with a high 65. Cloudy tonight, low 45. Then rain spreads in during the afternoon Saturday, or high 48. Clearing Sunday and 53. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we do have 92% humidity, breeze out of the north. We are under a cloudy sky. It is 51 degrees here on this Friday, November 20th. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Now, The Monarch is very proud to be voted one of the best bourbon bars in America again for 2020. Located at 579 West Douglas, right there in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming off a bye week, the Kansas City Chiefs are in first place and looking to avenge the only loss that they've had in a long, long stretch of games. It is time to take on the Las Vegas Raiders this week. Let's check in with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs for our weekly visit on Friday mornings. Please welcome Mitch Holtis to the airwaves. Hello, Mr. Holtis.
Good morning, Theodore. And yes, I've not been to Delano. Should I have gone to Delano?
It's just a part of town right west of downtown. It's a nice little neighborhood.
Never knew that. So, okay. They don't have their own sports franchise or anything.
They do not. They used to be separate from the city since it was across the river to the west, and that's where all the bordellos and the kind of lawless types set up. So it does have a little bit of history of lawlessness.
So a little Wild Bill Hickok over there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Greg Reno, I think, mentioned Delano one time, something about Cheney playing Delano in the state finals. I think the Raiders were located in Delano at one time, were they not? They've been in Los Angeles.
That wouldn't surprise anyone.
Vegas. Yeah. The Delano Raiders. And a big shout out to Greg Reno this morning. Beautiful morning on this Friday. And he's just looking over his cup of coffee, staring over the steering wheel of his pickup, watching his wife do chores this morning. Kelly's getting the hay to the cattle, so good morning for Greg Reno before he goes into work at American Ag Credit. Check them out at agloan.com. They're awesome.
We mentioned the Raiders did come off with that win in Arrowhead last month and did a victory lap, and I know the Chiefs have to be simmering after heading into this week on that one.
I think I've told you this before, but do not underestimate that inside of Andy Reid, Uncle Andy, we all love Uncle Andy and thinking bringing potato salad to the picnic, right? There's an inner Andy Reid that is a nasty offensive lineman. He could have played at SC or Stanford, but he tore his knee up his senior year at John Marshall High School in Los Angeles. He was a big-time recruit, but he had to go to junior college because of the knee injury and rehabbing, and then he ended up at a BYU, and we all know that. But inside of that dude is a pulling guard or tackle that is zeroing in a linebacker that would want to take and test the molten lava temperature of the earth and do it with your clavicle. I mean, that there's a side of that to Andy Reid that he can bring a sledgehammer to the party. And this is going to be a heck of a game. The Raiders have drawn closer to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs need to kind of separate further from them and do some damage and basically not win the division, but all but with a, you know, big lead of you'd be 9-1 against 6-4 with six remaining games. This is a big game.
I know you've talked a lot this year about not only you match up the team you're with, but winning the battle against COVID has been an ongoing process for all of sports. And the Raiders this week had 11 players on that reserve list at one point. So most of those players are on the defensive side of the football. You never know if that tips the balance.
These are prominent players. This is Jonathan Abram on that list. Cleland Furl's probably not going to play because of COVID. He tested positive. The others that you mentioned are at least inferred were contact tracing. But those were two of the biggest defensive players that impacted the game back in October at Arrowhead Stadium. The Raiders, I think I said it on your show, that it was the first time that I saw the Khalil Mack trade get manifested because they've stockpiled young talent with the Raider organization. And a lot of those guys on that list that you mentioned, the COVID list, are a part of that stockpile. I mean, these are first and second round picks when you go down that list. But the two most notable are Cleland Furl and then also Jonathan Abram, the safety, who's a young honey badger in the making. Another one is a Kansas City kid named Malik Collins, who used to play for the Cowboys, played on the Missouri side for Center High School here before going to Nebraska. He's been on that list, too. And so they're going to be missing. They could be missing. Depends on how their testing goes today and tomorrow. But when the roll is called up yonder before this game Sunday night, you know, who's there and who's not there for that Raider defense?
What did the Chiefs learn in that loss last month at Arrowhead to the Raiders, and what do they need to improve by Sunday night?
It was an ambush. Here's the biggest part of that game that was just stunning. Derek Carr, he's got the ability to throw downfield, although he chooses not to a lot. And the knock on Carr, he's like always having a good year and good completion percentage, but he's not going to hit you on the deep third. He's got 8 40-plus yard completions this year, and that's second only to Russell Wilson of the Seahawks and to Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. He has more than Mahomes, does Derek Carr. He has 8, 4 in that game, 72 yards to Henry Ruggs III, 46 yards to Ruggs, 59 to Nelson Aguilar, and 43 to Hunter Renfro. If anything else, there's a bigger respect for the Chiefs, by the Chiefs, for the Raiders' ability to hit them at the deep third. Now, you got to get them off the field and respect the run, and Josh Jacobs, former Tulsa McLean star, running the ball. But the Raiders stunned the Chiefs by hitting them with 5 40-plus plays, because there's also a 43-yard run in there. And there, the Chiefs won't get ambushed again like that on Sunday.
Going to a Las Vegas, I noticed that the new stadium in Vegas is on Dean Martin Drive. And continuing our link to Wichita, it's right across the street from a big hotel called the Delano Las Vegas. So it all ties in.
It all ties in. You see how this all works? It's very rhythmic, very. And right now, Gregorino's honking the horn. It startled the cattle, and now Kelly's looking at him, scowling at him. Is don't honk the horn, Greg, not when she's choring, even though you're excited about tying this game into Delano and the Delano Vegas Raiders.
But I know that this is another one of these brand-new, state-of-the-art crown jewel stadiums that the NFL has popping up, and this is the latest one. You get your first visit there.
And I'm not going. We do the games.
Oh, that's right.
At Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah, we're in front of the. I wish I could go, but we're in front of the monitors at Arrowhead Stadium. It's been very strange, and just imagine if the Sox were on the road and you guys are doing the game in front of a monitor.
Well,
back in the locker room.
That's
what it is.
Yeah, and that's how Mike Kennedy is going to do the Shocker basketball games from South Dakota next week. It's going the same way you're doing it. Yeah.
Yep. It's. Not exactly the preferred method, but we're in unusual times, and you got to make the best of it. I will say this, and I say it humbly, but I've had people go, "You're kidding. We thought you were there." If you're listening to the game and you can't tell whether we're there or not because of our great technical support that we have or the way our phrasing is very careful, if you listen to it, you're a student of broadcasting. If you just listen to all 3 hours of that broadcast going, are they saying they're – No, we're not.
No.
But there's an inference that we're not saying we are. We're not saying we're not.
Right.
We're just calling the game. But people have said, oh, my gosh, we thought you were there. And I thought you couldn't have given us a better compliment than that, because that's what we want to do. You don't care if we're there or not. That doesn't matter.
Right.
What you want is the game. You want to feel that game, and that is our job. So I can't sit there and whine and complain that we're not there. We're trying to bring you the excitement of maybe the biggest game in the NFL on Sunday.
Well, and I'm looking at the map, too. It's right there at the corner of Dean Martin Drive and Turkey Street, just in time for Thanksgiving. So it's all tying together. As the Chiefs head out to Vegas here on Sunday night, prime time game. Live coverage with Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew on the Chiefs Radio Network at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. And the game will kick off at 7:20 right here on KNSS. Mitch, I know all season long we've been looking back at the 50th anniversary of the Shocker football plane crash and really featuring some of the great folks that were involved with that and wanted to kind of pay tribute to their lives here 50 years later. And I want to hand it over to you.
Thanks, man. You know, usually we've had fun with these through the years, and there's some funny stories. But this year I just wanted to focus in on remembering the lives of those guys. We just now talk about that list of Shocker players and the way they lost their life. But they had short lives, but there's some really interesting stories. One of the most interesting points of the plane crash, there were as many Oklahomans that passed that day as there were Kansans.
Mm-hmm.
There were 4 players from Oklahoma that lost their lives. But one was Tom Shedden. Now, this week, you talk about COVID. We've got our own COVID issues with the Chiefs. I'm not sure Mecole Hardman's going to play. That, again, depends on the testing. Eric Fisher was the big one. Eric Fisher was on the COVID list, not positive, but contact tracing. But he's back at practice, so he's tested negative for 5 days, and he's good to go. Well, I exhaled because the position of tackle is so important, offensive tackle, in the National Football League. Chiefs are 33-5 with Fisher, 4-4 without him in the last 46 games. Tom Shedden, number 78 for the 1970 Shocks, was called the quick tackle. The Shocks at the time, basically, this is what they did a lot in the 70s, was flip-flop their offensive lines. They would go either the quick tackle would go away from the tight end or the strong tackle would go to the side of the tight end. And Shedden was just a sophomore, a promising player, big-time high school, Putnam City High School in Oklahoma City. They went 9-1 his senior year. They were one of the top teams in the state of Oklahoma. And the Shockers were excited about getting him. And the Shockers were making some inroads into the top high schools in Oklahoma to get some of these guys. I'm going to have Clinton, Oklahoma, later in some of these reports. But Tom had moved his way up the chart. But as sophomores do, they kind of hit a wall. That in the day, that was before freshmen were eligible. They didn't become eligible to play until the next year. But Tom was struggling a little bit. And the week of the Utah State game, Tom lost his starting job. If you remember, about a month ago, I talked about Mal Kimmel, who also perished in the crash. But he finally got his chance to start against Utah State, and he went from the black plane to the gold plane because the starters were on the gold plane. Shedden lost his starting spot that week. But for some reason, there was a mix-up in the manifest, and they, even though Shedden wasn't on the first team anymore, they put him on the gold plane. Now, his spot was going to get taken by Rusty Featherstone. And Rusty has been a big part of the leader on the reunions down through the years. Rusty worked over 30 years in the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation. But Rusty Featherstone got the chance to start over Tom Shedden at tackle, another Oklahoman. The plane stopped in Denver to refuel, and Shedden goes, I don't think I'm supposed to be on this plane because I'm not starting anymore. But Featherstone was in a hot game of spades on the black plane, probably a little money on the line, not a lot because they were college kids. But Featherstone said, no, I'll just stay on the black plane. But the manifest got messed up, and Shedden stayed on the gold plane, and we know how it ended. Mm. But Tom Shedden was a good player with a promising future who lost his starting job that week and probably shouldn't have been on that plane. But we can't bring him back, but we're going to remember him. And we remember this week the quick tackle for the Shockers of 1970, sophomore Tom Shedden from Putnam City High School in Oklahoma City.
Well, thank you for all you've been doing for us all season long on this remembrance of those guys from 50 years ago. We really appreciate it. And Mitch, have a great call on Sunday. We're looking forward to it, and let's avenge that loss to the Raiders.
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's time for Raider Revenge Week. Let's do it. So we appreciate it. I will dedicate this broadcast to you and Greg Reno, and all I can say is thank you, Theodore.
Thank you, Mitch. Have a great call. Take care.
Okay, you got it.
Is Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We chat with Mitch every Friday morning right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.